We begin the current daf Masechta Snaz with daf Lamed Tes. We begin 6 lines down from the top of the Yamed, but the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing in the theme of this Perek, Perek Shlesha Minin, which talks about the 3 different types of Yisurim that are on the Nazar. A, that he's not allowed to have a Nov from things that come out from the grapevine. B, is that he's not allowed to be Metam himself to Mason. And C, is regarding this issue that we're discussing in our Mishnah, that he's forbidden to cut his hair. So the Mishnah begins, Stam Naziris Lamed Yem. A generic Naziris, if someone just says Hareini Nazir, it's for 30 days. Now the Rush points out, although we already learned this halacha previously, it's only saying this as an introduction because it's necessary for the sefer for the next halacha that the Mishnah is going to be discussing. The Mishnah says, Gilech Oishel Gilchu Listim. So if let's say he ends up cutting his hair in the middle of his Naziris, or even if he didn't do it willingly, bandits came and cut off his hair. So the halacha is, Seisur Lamed Yoyim. And that goes together with this halacha of a stam naziris being 30 days. So now what they're going to be seiser, which means to say they're going to be undoing, is an amount of 30 days. Which, as Rush explains, the halacha requires, and that's what the naziris is, and that's why we're saying a stam naziris is 30 days. Hence, when the person does the conclusionary process of his naziris, he has to cut off his hair. And that's called taglacha shel mitzvah. It's a mitzvah then. Although all his time of his naziris, he's not allowed to cut his hair. Part of the concluding process is the mitzvah of cutting off the hair. Now, what that requires is that it has to be at least the generic amount of a naziris, which is the minimum, is 30 days. At least that amount of hair has to be cut. Now, so therefore, when the Mishnah says that it's going to be losing 30 days, the Rush explains that would be, for example, if let's say they cut off his hair on the concluding day of this 30th day, he's about to finish his Naziris, and before he gets a chance to bring his Karbanos, they go ahead and they cut off his hair. So he's still within the Naziris. So then he has to go ahead and now count over all those entire 30 days because he didn't have a hair growth of 30 days to do with a Taglacha Shel Mitzvah. Now, however, the Rush explains, if let's say they would have cut off his hair 8 days into his Naziris, so he wouldn't have to count over 30 days. He would just have to count over those 8 days, and then he would conclude the remaining 22 days that he has for his Naziris. But again, the primary point of this halacha is that when you're finishing your Naziris and you're bringing your Karbanos, and then you do your taglachas, which is the hair cutting that a Nazir has to do, it has to have a hair growth of 30 days, which is a Stam Naziris, and therefore, whatever day it is, if they cut it, you have to count over at least that when you're concluding, you'll have 30 days of a growth of hair. Now the Mishnah concludes, Nazir Shegilech, a Nazir that does cut off his hair during his term of Naziris, Bein Bezug, whether he does it with scissors, Bein Betar, whether he does it with a razor, or it's just sif-sif, or if, let's say, he just plucks Kol Shehu, even just one hair on his head, Chayiv, he's going to be liable for this Isser, again, of one of the 3 Isurim that a Nazir has of cutting off his hair. Now, Ibai Lehu, the Gemara has the following question, which will reflect on this halacha of our Mishnah. Hai Mazir, regarding the hair on the person's head, Milatachas Ravi, does it grow from the bottom, from the root, in other words, where it's connected to the scalp, is that where it grows from? Oy mila'el, or does the hair not grow from where it's connected to the scalp, but rather from the outer part of the hair? That's what continues and extends further out, which the Rush is the reason why it calls it mila'el, because when you have short hair, it stands upright, so the top part of the hair, is it growing from the outer part of the follicle? Is it growing from there, or is it growing actually from the root? Where does the hair grow from? So the Gemara says, L'may nafkamina, what's the halachic difference where it grows from? So now the Gemara says, related to the halacha of our Mishnah, L'nazir shegilchu list, regarding a nazir, that bandits came and cut off his hair, but v'shayru boy k'dei lochav rosh alikar. For some reason, the bandits, these thieves, these thugs, they came and they cut off his hair. But they left enough hair that you would be able to bend the tip of the hair back to the root. There's enough hair that you could bend it and the top is going to be come down to the root of the hair itself, of that same single strand of hair. Now, the significance of this will be reflected on Amud Beis, but that is considered a chashava, it's a distinct, it's a something that's a recognizable amount of hair, where the Gemara later on will say it actually takes 7 days for the growth of hair from zero to have enough hair that it can bend over to its root, it takes 7 days for that to grow. So in such a case where they had cut his hair, but they left him enough hair, it wasn't totally down to the scalp itself, there's enough to bend it over, In such a case, there would be a halachic difference if it grows from the bottom or the top. As the Gemara explains, Iyamret melatachas rabbi, if you say that here grows from the bottom, it's not the top of the hair that grows, the bottom continues, it grows from the head. In such a case, Niziris Hashokle, what's going to be is that the hair that was sanctified, meaning when the Nazir accepts, he says, I'm going to be a Nazir. When that person accepts his Naziris, he's not a bald person, he's a regular person with hair. He says, but for 30 days, I'm not going to cut my hair, I'm not going to drink wine, I'm not going to be Tamil Mason. So the hair that was sanctified right then, there's two elements to a Naziris. The hair that was on his head at that time becomes holy, can't cut that. Moreover, is that he can cut for 30 days, will even include the hair that will grow during those 30 days. So what happens is that if you say that the hair grows from the bottom, and therefore what was towards the top when they were cutting, not on the bottom, that was the hair that was sanctified when he accepted upon himself the Naziris. In other words, the hair that was left over wasn't from the hair that was on his head when he accepted upon himself the Naziris. That's what came afterwards. The new hair is on the bottom. Now, therefore, you can't say that the hair that was, quote, k'dei loch of rosh eliyakar, that has enough to bend from the top to the root, was from the hair that was there when he accepted upon himself Naziris, and therefore it would have to be Saiser his Naziris, because he doesn't have the new hair. And moreover, the other element of the original hair that he had was also not there, because that's what they cut. That's now further out. But Eli'i Amar Mela El Rabbi, but if you say hair grows from the top, in other words, what's on the bottom stays on the bottom really forever until you get a bald haircut. So then, my da'akdish ha'koyim, actually what was sanctified originally, when you accepted upon yourself Naziris, you have a regular amount of hair, that actually, you retain a chashava amount of that hair, because what they cut, they left a chashava amount of that you could bend over. That hair was the same hair that was there when you accepted. Now, the understanding of this is that you need to have either a 30 days growth of hair, or at least 7 days from the original hair, because that's a sheir chashav. You still have your original hair that you sanctified when you said Hareini Nazir. Again, because there's two elements, there's the original hair and the new hair. And therefore the Gemara says this question will be an important function in resolving this halacha regarding when they cut off his hair, but they left a 7 days growth of hair, again, which is the amount that you could take the top of the hair and bend it over to the root. If you say that it grows from the bottom, then actually it will be Saiser, because that means to say what was there originally was further out and they cut that, and what they left was not there from what originally was, or from the new growth, and the new growth need 30 days a growth of hair. But if you say grows from the top, so all the new stuff was outer, the old stuff is still there, that's what was there when you met Makdish. That hair has at least a chashuva amount of hair, which is a 7 days growth of hair, which is the amount that you could bend over from the top to the root, since that they didn't cut. Therefore, that would not be Saiser his Naziris, and therefore he could just continue and conclude his Naziris. So what is halacha? Does it grow from the bottom or does it grow from the top? So the Gemara tries to bring a few proofs. Tashema, meha in v'chaya, from a live nit. Nit is like the egg that is from a louse, these small little vermin that grow in a person's, by the scalp. So the koyim be'ikva debinasa, where they're constantly found, these nits, by the hair that's near the scalp, where that's where it grows, and it doesn't go away from there. It always stays there. Now, the thing is, v'isal g'daitech melatachas rabbi, if you would entertain to say that hair grows from the bottom, sem bereisha debinasa be'lamekim, then actually, that the nits should at least at some point be found at the top of the hair. And the reason being, because as the hair grows, it should be distancing itself from the scalp until it comes to the end of the hair. Obviously, that it doesn't grow from the bottom, it grows from the top. And that's why it doesn't leave from its place, because the original hair always remains over there. So therefore, since that's where it starts, that's where it stays. And therefore, seemingly, we could resolve and say that it grows from the top. So now the Gemara says, no. La'ilam al-tachas rabbi, we could really say that hair grows from the bottom. And you're right, what's on the bottom will ultimately, at some point, as you get haircut and haircut, be at the outer end. But the agav chiyus nachas v'azl inverse. Then why does the nits always on the bottom? Shouldn't it, as it grows with the hair, move outward? Yes, the thing is, but since it's alive, it's a living thing, it constantly goes back, the hair that it was on went out, but it constantly goes back towards the scalp because that's where its sustenance is. That's where it wants to sustain itself from the sweat of a person's scalp, where that's where all the moisture is. So that's why it continuously comes down. So it's not a raya, it's not a proof. Could be a gross on the bottom, but the nits go back downwards. So now the Gemara says the other way around. Tashma inva mesa. Let's bring a raya from dead nits, where beresha de binasa, where there it's actually at the end of the hair. Now obviously you could see that it grows, must be the hair grows from the bottom. And that's why as the hair grows, it distances itself from the scalp as the hair grows, because it's not a living thing. It can't climb down. Now, v'isa g'daytach milel rabbi, but if you would think that it grows from the outer part of the hair, well then be'ikva debinasa ba'ilamekim, then it should be at the edge of the hair, because it shouldn't move from its place, and it should always be found by, it should be found on the outer part, but it should always be found on the bottom part, because if it grows from the top, then why should it be leaving? But the fact that we see it's by the edge when it's dead must be because it grows from the bottom. So on that, the Gemara says that no. Truthfully, we could say that mil el rabbi, it grows from the top. So if it grows from the top, so then even if it's dead, but it should at least remain on the bottom where the hair never gets removed from there because it grows only from the top. Another Gemara says, no, because hasam nami mishum de les bachele, they're contrarily to live nits, since it doesn't have any strength, it's a dead nit, so shrugi shriga v'azl. So therefore, it just, by laws of gravity, it just ends up falling out towards the end of the hair. Not because the hair is growing with it, and that's why it's heading outward. No, actually, it could be the hair grows only from the outer part, and the hair that's originally there always remains over there. But it's the fact that it's just dead, so it can't hold on to the hair. That's why it ends up falling outward. So it's no raya. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya. Tashamam bluris de kushim. Let's bring a raya from what's called this bluris of the kushim, that the kushim, they would grow what's called a bluris for the purposes of their idol worship, which is that when they would cut their hair, so they would cut off all the hair on their head, but they would leave one area where they would make it, and they would braid that hair. Now, at the end of the braid towards the scalp, they would make it into a knot so that the braid should sustain itself, that it should stay, and that would be their pony that they would keep. Now, the baser de begadlan lo, the thing is that after that they braid it, what we find is that rafya melatachas, it ends up, the knot towards the, by the, that's by the head, ends up getting softer. It's not as tight as it is originally. So what you see from there is it must be the reason why it gets looser after a while on by the scalp is because that's new hair. Although they knotted it here that the braid should stay and then they braid it outward, whatever the pony is, it ends up getting loose in the bottom because, yes, the new hair is growing from the bottom and that's why it's loose over there. So you see that it grows from the scalp and not from the outer part of the hair. Another Gemara says, no, raya. Hasam nami, there also, Aidi de kamtehi, since it's that they tightened the bluris, this pony, they made tight and pushed it towards the bottom of the scalp. But mishichva, when the person then lays down on that at nighttime and lays on the pony, the rafia that goes ahead and loosens it where the knot is, and that's what ends up getting loose. Could be the hair grows from the outer part, not from the bottom part. So why is it loose over there? It's because of it's so much pressure, but then he lays in it, it ends up loosening the fibers of the hair over there, and that's why it ends up getting loose. So it's no proof. So the Gemara says, Tashma miskarta. Okay, so let's bring a raya from there was this type of red dye that they would dye the hair of the animals. Now, where the dye was, the rafi amra melatachas, and that is that the where it gets dyed, it's very thick and matty. The dye makes it stick together. But they find that by the wool, near the root where it's connected to the animal, there it's a little bit looser. Now, the thing is, if it would grow mila'el, if the hair grows from the top, then why is the bottom getting loose? Obviously, the reason why it's getting loose is because that's where the new hairs, the new fibers are coming out from, and that wasn't dyed. And that's why it's looser over there, in contrast to the top where it doesn't, that stays matted because it doesn't grow the new hair from there. Tanya, similarly we learned in the Braisa, Besu, moreover, that katsavi savaya diknoin, that when elderly people when they paint, when they dye their hair, because there are certain elderly people that they dye their white hair black because they want to look young, where that the new hair, when the hair grows, so you could see that chivrin, that it's white, as we continue on to Medbeis, ikvi nemehen. The roots of their white hairs, we find that it's white. So although the outer part of the beard or the hair is black, but we see at the root that it's white. So from these two proofs of the dye on the animal and of the dye on the older person's hair, shmamenom lotachas rabbi shmamenom. From there we could prove that obviously a hair grows from its root, and that's why there it's going to be white, and it's not going to be white on the outer part. And again, therefore, that resolves the question we had originally, that actually when the bandits come and cut off his hair and they leave a certain amount of hair, it's not going to help. It's going to be seiser his nazirs because they took off the original hair. What they left, the shir chashiv, was not from the original hair. It's new hair that grows from the roots, and therefore that wasn't 30 days. The 7 days would only help from the original hair, and therefore it would be seiser. So now the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that it grows from the bottom, but then this that we learned in the Braisa that said, Nazir shagilchu listam. Same type of a case. We have a Nazir that bandits cut off his hair. And they left him this shir chashav of 7 days hair growth, which is the amount to be able to bend the tip of the strand of the hair to the root of that hair. Einar saiser. So on that the Braisa says that it doesn't undo his counting of Nazirs. He doesn't have to count over his Nazirs. Now the question is, but this was exactly the question that we had, and v'isolka daitech m'latachas ravi, but if you could entertain, like the way we just concluded in the Gemara, that the hair grows from the bottom, well then lister, then it should undo. Because we said the original hair that was there is not still there in that 7 days growth of hair, in other words, a 7 days worth of hair, because actually the original hair was what was further out. What's down there on the bottom, on the scalp, on the hair, on the skin itself, is new hair. And therefore, they cut off his original hair. So why, according to the Braisa, is it not Saisa if we just said Miltachas Ravi? So I think my answer is, you're right. In the case we described, it would be Saisa. But this Braisa is talking about a specific type of a case. Kugain Shagilchu Achar Melois. It's talking about that they cut his hair after he already completed his 30 days in the Ziris, but before he got a chance to conclude it by bringing his karbanas and so on. Now, Umanin, who's this Braisa going like? It's Rebbe Lozzi, it's going like Rebbe Eliezer. The Amar that he said, Kol Acher Malois, he says, whatever happens after you finish your Naziris, even before you did the proceedings that you have to have in that conclusionary process, for example, the classic case that's mentioned a few times is that if a person becomes Tamei after he finishes 30 days, but before he got a chance to bring his karbanas, so now Rebbe Eliezer says, Zion Saiser. So it's going to only be Saiser, undo 7 days worth, which the Rosh explains is not even really being Saiser anything. It's just that you have to wait till he, since he's Tameh, he can't bring his Karbanas, so until he gets sprayed on with the Paraduma ashes, day 3 and day 7, then he can go ahead and conclude. But it's not Saiser, though if a person becomes Tameh during his Naziris, it's Saiser everything. Acher Malois, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's not Saiser. You just have to wait 7 days. So now on that, the Gemara explains. My time in Rebbe Eliezer. What's the reason of Rebbe Eliezer? And that is because what we're comparing over here is we said that just like when you become Tamei Acher Malois, Olet Seisr is 7 days, so the Gemara was comparing. So too, if his hair got cut off Acher Malois on day 30, it's also only going to be Seisr 7 days, where that he can't cut his hair, he can't do his Taglachas of Mitzvah until after 7 days. Now that the Gemara asks, that why are you saying according to Rebbe Eliezer, that when he gets his hair cut after day 30, after Acher Malois, that's enough with just waiting 7 days, although generally when your hair gets cut, you have to wait 30 days. But the question is, but you don't have a Gidol Sar of 30 days. We said, a basic assumption of this halacha is, as it said in our Mishnah, you have to have a hair growth of 30 days. So why Acher Malois, if you didn't do yet your Taglachas HaMitzvah, if your hair was cut off and you left just with a 7 days growth of hair, is it not going to be Saisa? So on that, the Gemara explains, because Yalav Taglachas Tahara, Rebbe Eliezer learns the halacha that applies, where that if a person is Saisa, which is the case that we're discussing, that's the case of this Braisa, which we're saying is Rebbe Eliezer, when the person has a stira, an undoing of his Naziris, through a taglachas when he's tahira, which is the case when bandits come and cut off his hair, where he's tahira, it's just that there's a problem in the fact that his hair was cut. He learns that mitaglachas tumah, from when the person has to astira, when he's undoing because of cutting that came to his hair, because in the case when he was tame, meaning when the person becomes tame, he cuts off, there's a hair cutting, and there's a certain amount of time he has to wait. So we learn that that hair cutting of waiting to the hair cutting that comes when he's tahar of waiting. As the Gemara explains, mataglachas tumah, just like by when a person cuts his hair because of tumah. In other words, when the person becomes tame on day 30, so he said, and then he waits shiva, he waits 7 days only. So and af taglachas tahara shiva, so too we learn by taglachas of tahara, that's going to be only 30 days. In other words, that he only has to wait 7 days, which is exactly the case that we're discussing, which we're saying is the case over here of this brisa, which is that if bandits come and cut off his hair, la'achar malais, after day 30, before it brings his karbanas, he only has to wait for 7 days. Now, that's what the Gemara explains, v'kim l'hul rabbanan, and it was the rabbis knew that kol zayin yamim, every 7 days, meaning the growth of hair in 7 days, is asya mazik de loch of rosh likari, is the amount of hair that can grow when there's zero hair, that then in 7 days it could be that then you'll be able to bend over the tip of the hair down to the root. Therefore, that's where the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer comes from. You're right. Regarding the question we had in Oman Aleph, hair grows in the bottom. And therefore we said that when listim come and they cut off the hair, generally you're going to have to be say so the whole naziris, because what was left is not the hair that was originally there. But we're going like Rabbi Eliezer, specifically achar malais, where we said that achar malais is, there's always a unique halacha achar malais, which is that although that there's going to be somewhat of a stira, we said it's not really a stira. We said that, for example, by the halacha of tumah, all you got to do is wait to 7 days of tahara of day 3 and day 7, so you have to wait 7 days. Now, moreover, that on that, the Gemara says for Rabbi Eliezer, just like taglachas of tumah, when a person becomes tameh, so as we said, after 30 days, when you do your taglachas of tumah, it's what's interesting is that you have to count day 3 and day 7. And now, after every time you become tameh, let's say a person in the middle of his naziris becomes tameh, so he counts day 3, day 7, then he cuts off his ear and he starts over again. But here, since it's achar malais, you don't really have to do over anything. But so therefore, when he's cutting off his ear, what we'll call taglachas of tumah, he's only going to have to count the 7 days that he was counting, which is day 3 and day 7. So you only lose amount of 7 days. So that's what the Gemara is saying for Eliezer, that the same thing is by what we're calling taglachas of tahara, which is that when your hair got cut off by listim in by achar malais after day 30, there also you're only going to have a delay of 7 days. Now, since that's the case, if they left over a growth of 7 days worth of hair, which is the amount of that you could bend over the tip to the root, so then it's not sois or anything. You have to have a 7 days delay, just like you have a 7 day delay by taglachas of tumah. Now you're having that 7 day delay already from that hair that was left over. You don't have to really wait 7 days. You just need to have that 7 days growth of hair, which is what you have when you have a 7 day of delay. Now, as the Rush points out, but the reason why the Gemara says it has to be going like Rabbi Eliezer is, of course, according to Rabbanan, that they say that if a person becomes tamei achar malais, so actually, as we learned in Perek Gimel, they hold that it's sayser everything you got to do over the whole 30 days. So therefore, they would hold the same thing is by taglachas achar malais. If let's say bandits come on day 30 and cut off the hair, since we learned it out from tuma of achar malais, so they would have held that you have to wait 30 days, and that's why the Gemara says it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, which again, he holds a unique halacha, achar malais. So you're right, if it happened during the Naziris, everyone would agree it says to the whole Naziris, because you don't have the original hair, because that was further out, and what's on the bottom that they left is new hair, and that's not 30 days a growth of hair. So you would have to have a 30 days growth of hair until you conclude your Naziris. Here we're talking about achar malais, where achar malais, we find this in the unique halacha of tumah, of only being delayed 7 days. So just like taklachas of tumah is 7 days, so too, meaning because like after every tumah, you then go ahead and cut your hair. So in that context, there's a 7 day delay. So through taglachas of tahara, you're only going to have a 7 day delay But again, if you have that 7-day delay already left over, which was the amount of here that it could touch the root, then you already have that 7-day delay in the here, and then you can go ahead and just conclude the Nazirus without it being Seisr at all. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that said, Nazir Shegilach, regarding a Nazir that cut his hair, so we said, Bein Betar, Bein Mezug, whether with a razor or whether with a scissor, Oisha Sifsif, or whether he went with his hand and he pulled out the hairs, Kol Shu, even if it was just one hair, he's going to be chayv, he's going to be liable, and that's because, as the Gemara will tell us, from the Pasuk it says, Lo Yaver, where that Lo Yaver, although it says Tar, it says a razor, why is it Lo Yaver? To say that anything that's Maver that takes off the hair, even if it's not with a razor, you're going to be chayv for. Now, however, the Gemara quotes a braisa that seems to be that this is machlekes. Tar ban alin braisa. Tar, it says in the pasuk, you're not allowed to cut your hair with a razor. Say, aim the elatar. I would only know that you can't do it with a razor. Talash, but if a person goes and pulls it with his hand, or mayrit if he does it with some type of a cream, or sif-sif, for again, a different type of pulling with one's hand, and he pulls out the hair, Kol Shu, even just a minute amount, just one here, minayin, how do you know that you'd be liable, even if it's not a razor? Time 11, that's the Pasuk teaches over there, in that Pasuk Kaddish Yeh. The person's hair should be holy. God will parasaroishay, that he should have the growth of the hair of his head, which that is what he's violating, this positive commandment of that there should be the growth of the hair. The Torah says he should have the hair grown and not to remove it. So although he didn't do it with a razor, but he violated that mitzvah saseh by pulling out the hair. That's the Rebbe Yeshia. Rebbe Yenis in Naimer, he says, no, tar, it says in the Pasuk a razor. In the Ela tar, I only know that it's forbidden with a razor. But Meirid, taller shifts of kolshu, potter. Actually, if you pull it out, if you use some type of a cream, and that's how the hair comes out, then you're going to be exempt. Which the question is, but v'ksiv kodeshia, but it says in the Pasuk that it should be holy, as we learned the end of that Pasuk, which is that it should be growth of the hair, and by pulling it out, he's not having the growth, he's violating that mitzvah saseh. On that, the Gemara says, no, that Rabbi Yonasan holds, lememra dim gilach lo betar, what the Pasuk is actually teaching you, that if you cut off the hair, specifically with a razor, that koyim alei ba'asei v'loy saseh, that not only will you be violating the loisase of cutting it with a razor, but you will additionally be violating the positive commandment of not having the growth of hair. But, according to Rabbi Yonasan, if you remove your hair in any other way, you're not even going to be violating even a mitzvah saseh. Now, the Rosh just points out that this machlokes Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yonasan, seemingly that our Mishnah that holds that you're chayiv malkus for any way of removing hair, because it says chayiv, even if you just pull it out with one's hair, it's not like either one of the Tanoim. Because according to Rabbi Yeshia, although there's a problem by pulling out with one's hand, there's only a positive commandment, which you don't get malchus for. And according to Rabbi Yonasan, there's not even a positive commandment. Or the Rosh says that you could say that, no, they both agree to the halacha of our Mishnah. Because anything that's like a razor, they agree that you would get lashes even though it's being removed with something else besides a razor. So therefore, anything that works like a razor, that it comes down to the scalp. Here, what they're arguing about is when you pull out the hair a little bit and you just don't leave enough that the top could reach the root, which that would be a problem about giluach. That's where they argue regarding if this is an asay or not, but they could agree to the halacha of our Mishnah but if you do it all the way down to the scalp, even if it's not a razor, you would be chayev malchus. That's that brisa. Tanya d'vchalin, another brisa, similarly, it says tar, it says in the pasuk like a razor. Ainli elo tar, so I would only know a razor. So talosh merit sifs of kol shu minayin, how would I know if you do it by hand or with a cream that you'd be chayev also, which is like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshia. So tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches, lo yavar al roishay, which again we learned that means to say that all types of mavirin. You're not allowed to remove the hair in any which way. So now this brisa continues further on this seemingly like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshia. Now umeachar shasifin l'rabbis kol davar. Now once we're including everything that is forbidden to remove one's hair, not only with a razor but even other types of things. So matam lemitar lo yaval reishis. And what's the pasuk teaching when it says that you're not allowed to put a razor on his head? It should just say lo yaver sa reishis. Not remove the hair of his head if it's not just a razor, if it's anything. So that the Gemara, that the Brisa says, you're right. The razor is no different than any other way of removing the hair. But, but since we don't have any other source that teaches us, when you do the taglacha shel mitzvah, when you're doing the conclusionary hair cutting, you're not allowed to cut your hair during the Nazirus. And that's, we said, not just a razor, any types of way of cutting the hair, according to this Manda Amar. But actually, when he finishes Naziris, there's a mitzvah to cut the hir. Now, we don't have any source that tells us that when he cuts the hir in that conclusionary process, that it should be a razor. That's why it says this pasuk of tar, which doesn't have any relevance to the isser of cutting it during the Naziris, and therefore it's coming to say that, oh, but when you are supposed to cut the hir, that it should be with a razor. That's what it's coming to teach you. And because, as the Bryce explains, because there's no other way we would know this halacha. And that is lelamdo mimitzari efshir. You can't learn out the halacha of the taklachas shal mitzvah of nazir from a mitzairah, which the Gemara later on will explain how do you know that when the mitzairah cuts his hair after he's done, that he does it with a razor. But the halacha is that by mitzairah it's done with a razor. So not the tana this Bryce says, and you wouldn't be able to learn out when the conclusionary process of a nazir from the conclusionary process of mitzairah, that just like there it's a razor, so to here, because as we continue on top of mem maralv, you can't learn out something that's less stringent, which is the halacha of Nazir, from Mitzrayim, which is a more stringent halacha. And the reason why Mitzrayim is more stringent is because there, when he cuts off his hair, he has to cut off all the hair of his entire body. But in contrast to a Nazir, who only cuts off the hair of his head. And if you can't learn out the kal from Chamer, lahachmer love, to be more stringent on the more lesser stringent halacha, which is the halacha of Nazir. So although by Mitzrayim it has to be done with a razor, because maybe that's specific, a very stringent halacha. Here, where it's a less stringent, you only have to cut off the hair of the head. Maybe it doesn't have to be done with a razor. That's why you have to write the word tar in the context of during his naziris and the issa, which has no necessity, because it's actually with all types of ways to teach us, but when he's done, it has to be done with a razor. And the reason being is because if it has nothing to do, again, as we said, regarding removing the hair during his naziris, it, because we said you could be over even with Sharma Virma, must be telling us even regarding the halacha of his taglacha shal mitzvah when he concludes in the Naziris. That's the first tan of this brisa. Rebbe Aimer, he says, no, ein etzarach. Says you don't need to use the word tar, which it says in the context of the iser of removing here during his Naziris, for the taglacha shal mitzvah of his conclusionary process. Because even if the word tar is coming to tell you for the primary halacha of the prohibition of cutting the hair during his naziris, we would still know that the last taglachas, which he does for his mitzvah, would be done with a razor. Because he says that's the literal translation of the understanding of the pasuk. Because Hareyu Oimer, the pasuk says, Tar lo yaver al roish admalois. It says, in the context of the issa, the prohibition of cutting the hair during his naziris, it says, a razor should not go over to remove the hair of his head admalois until he's concluded his naziris. Now the inference is, the Torah is telling you that, but when he is concluded his naziris, that loitei taklachas el batar, that then the cutting should not be with anything but a razor. You learn that from admalois to tell you, but then when the malois happens, when you're done, then it should be with a razor. Now, but then the question on Rebbe is, but boksiv tar lo yaval roishay, but the pasuk says that a razor should not go over his head, which we had expounded that tells you, Kol Hamavirim, the Tanakama said of this brisa, that it tells you that you're not just violating the issur of cutting hair during Naziris with a razor, it's with anything that takes off the hair. Now then the problem is, how could you expound this word Taver, Legufa, meaning for the halacha itself of using a razor, but you don't need it for Gufa, because since the pasuk already includes any way of removing the hair, so why do you need a specific of razor? A razor is not any different than anything else. Now, the Rush points out that seemingly the Kumar could have answered that Rebbe held like Rebbe Yeshua or Rebbe Yonason from the previous brisa, that they don't include Shama Avirim, for at least for the Loisa, say, of violating and getting lashes on it. So on that, the Rush says, no, that the Gemara couldn't have given that answer, and that's why you would need Tar to tell you that you only get the Loisa, say, when you use a razor, is because Rebbe's words are Einoit Sarach. He says, no, we don't need to come on to your source that you're bringing. So it sounds like it's not arguing on the halacha that the Tanakhama said regarding the issur of havara of using anything to get rid of the hair cutting that during his naziris that's going to be usur with everything. And so then what do you need tar for? So the Tanakhama says that that comes to teach for afterwards. It sounds like Rebbe's not arguing on the halachas that the Tanakhama said, which includes also that you'll be violating for removing hair in any which way. It's just that he's arguing about, so how do you know the last halacha of cutting his hair shal mitzvah? That he says, you don't have to learn that from Tar, which again has no relevance seemingly, which the Tanakhama says therefore comes to teach Taglach HaZachreina. Rebbe says, no. Just from the reading of the pasuk, you could see that the Taglach HaZachreina is done with the Tar. So therefore the Gemara's question is, so then, but then what do you do with Tar? Tanakhama makes sense. He says you don't need it, so you learn that from Takalach HaZachreina. Rebbe says you know Takalach HaZachreina from the literal reading of the Pasuk, so then what do we do with then Tar? What is it necessary for? Seemingly there's nothing unique about razor, because any way you remove the hair, you're violating during your Naziris. So the Gemara answers, according to Rebbe, it's lav or lav b'shnei lavin. That actually, that there is necessity, because it's coming to tell you that you will violate when you, if you cut your hair. You're right, if you cut away your hair with any way, you'll be violating. But if you cut it with a razor, you'll be violating two negative prohibitions. And that is, if let's say he's coming to cut off his hair with a razor, and they warn him from two hasrois, they tell him, look, you're violating the isra of razor and the isra of layaver, of cutting hair in any which way, he's going to get two lashes, just like we explained in the previous daf. If let's say he's eating moist grapes and dry grapes, where he's going to be getting two lashes, because since they're both specific in the pasuk, although they're really like one, they're included in one lav, but they're delineated separately in the Torah, you get two lashes. Here also, you're right, you can violate the Isser in any which way you move the hair. But Tar, since it's specifically mentioned in the Torah, it's coming to say that you'll be over on two lavin, and if you get one, then you're going to get two separate sets of lashes.